you can live out your MasterChef dreams. When you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hi, I'm Blair Bathory, and this is the Something Scary Podcast. Thank you so much for being here, whether this is your first time or you're one of the brave souls who join us every week. For most of us, the idea of the paranormal excites us, with its mysterious nature, sparking curiosity and fascination with who or what exists in the next realm. However, the reality is much darker. Engaging with the supernatural can lead to unforeseen dangers, resulting in real harm. What begins as an adventure can quickly turn into a dangerous situation when faced with forces that can kill us, or worse, haunt our souls forever. First, Forever Haunted, followed by Shadows of the Forgotten. Finally, in our featured story, Horrors of the Connecticut Opera House. Before we get to our stories, I wanted to ask if you would all head over to our Patreon after the episode and consider joining us with a monthly donation. It's one of the best ways you can help Something Scary so that we can continue to do all the content that we do. Thank you so much from me and the entire Something Scary team. We are incredibly grateful for all the support of our listeners. So, want to hear something scary? Plagued by the paranormal. Some of us are saddened by family members passing on and leaving us feeling very lonely, but others feel that the departed are always by their side, like in this story inspired by Brooklyn. I remember vividly the first time I encountered the paranormal. That memory seemed to have seeped into my bones. I must have been around 4 or 5 years old, nestled in my bed, the soft glow of my elephant nightlight casting shadows on the walls. Suddenly, I awoke to a sight that would forever haunt my dreams. There, looming over me was a man. His presence sent shivers down my spine. His figure was obscured by the dim light, but what frightened me the most was the gaping wound across his throat and the blue and purple bruised flesh surrounding it. Frozen with fear, all I could manage was a scream, pleading for him to leave me be, to spare me from whatever harm he planned for me. "Please!" I cried out, my voice trembling with terror. Yet despite my protest, there he stood, as if desperate to show me the horrors that he had endured. Thankfully, my parents rushed to my room. Their comforting presence seemed to make him disappear. But even as they tried to soothe me, I couldn't shake the image of the man from my mind. Desperate to calm me and get back to sleep, my parents brought me into their room for the night, hoping that the safety of their bed would chase away the nightmares that haunted me. Yet, try as I might, I couldn't escape the memory of that man standing over my bed. In the days that followed, I found myself plagued by the memory of the encounter, unable to focus on anything else. My thoughts wandered, consumed by the man with the slit throat. Concerned for my well-being, my parents sought help, and soon I found myself sitting in the office of a counselor, grappling with the demons that lurked within my subconscious. He was the only thing I would draw when they gave me a pad and crayons. No amount of therapy could erase the memory of that night. The image of the man burned into my mind like a scar upon my soul. But all the adults around me just wanted to forget, or at least pretend like I was okay. It was a day like any other when I was gathering my toys for a bath. I passed by my mother's room, only to be stopped in my tracks by the sight of a woman sitting on her bed. She was ethereal, sitting in a bright circle of light. Yet there was a warmth to her presence that eased the fear that clenched at my heart. As I stood there, transfixed by her gaze, I could feel her longing for connection, her silent plea for comfort. Without hesitation, I announced her presence to my mother, played it off as if it was my imagination. She asked me what the lady was doing, and I said that she wanted a hug. Then I described her in great detail, her long flower dress, her cropped hair, and her tortoiseshell glasses with a red gem heart on the side. My mother's face dropped. My mother stood there for a moment and told me that I should hug that woman. And so, with trembling hands, I reached out to the figure before me, wrapping her in a tender embrace that seemed to bridge the gap between the living and the dead. In that moment, I felt a sense of peace wash over me, as though I had finally found my purpose in this strange and mysterious world. But it wasn't until my mother pulled out an old photo album that the truth of the matter was revealed. For there, amongst the faded photographs and cherished memories, was a picture of the woman I had seen, my grandmother, my mother's mother who had passed away long before I was born. With that revelation, my mother's disbelief turned to acceptance, her eyes opened to the possibility that there were forces to play beyond our understanding. And so, instead of sending me to the counselor, she went to the internet in search of someone who could help guide me on the newfound path. Together, she showed me how to open myself up to encounters with the supernatural. With each visit, I found myself growing stronger, my connection to the spirit world deepening with every passing day. It wasn't long before we unearthed the dark history of our own home. The original owner, it seemed, had met a gruesome end at the hands of his own wife. She had discovered he had been unfaithful and took to slitting his throat while he bent over pulling laundry from the dryer in the basement. I stood in the basement where his life had been snuffed out in an instant. I couldn't help but feel a sense of empathy for the tortured soul that lingered there. In his death, he had found a voice, a chance to tell his story to someone who would listen to me. And so, that is what I do now. I listen. I listen to the stories of the dead, their voices echoing in the recesses of my mind, their tales waiting to be told. I am not just a witness to the supernatural. I am a conduit, a bridge between the worlds of the living and the dead. And though the path ahead may be fraught with peril and uncertainty, I walk it with a sense of purpose, knowing that I am not alone. For in the darkness that surrounds me, I find solace in the knowledge that the spirits of the departed are always by my side, guiding me on my journey into the unknown. Are you someone who has the gift? Who have been able to contact the other side? Has it been a positive experience? Or did something go terribly wrong? Tell us your haunting stories by sending us an email at somethingscary@snarled.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hospitals are supposed to heal people, but for places of healing, they sure harbor a lot of death. Like in this story inspired by Carson. Tammy glanced down the long, dimly lit hallway of the remodeled hospital. It had been haunted by the memories of a hurricane that had claimed lives decades ago. That night, Tammy was alone, working her first night shift. She had switched with a coworker, Jane, so she could make extra money. Everyone else except a few patients had left for the night, leaving her to navigate the empty halls with some peace and quiet. She moved through the sterile environment, the only sound being her shoes against the cold, tile floor. As she exited an empty patient room, her gaze instinctively drifted down the hallway. A gasp escaped her lips as she froze in place. At the far end stood a figure cloaked in black. Tammy's heart raced as she struggled to make out what she was seeing. It was a nun, pale and gaunt, staring back at her with empty eyes. As Tammy eyed the woman, she realized she was hovering above the tile floor. A cold shiver coursed down her spine, sending a wave of fear rippling through her. She stood there, unable to tear her gaze away from the apparition. Finally, summoning her courage, she approached the figure cautiously. "Are you all right? Do you need assistance?" Tammy asked, her breath hitching in her throat. The nun remained silent, her gaze unwavering. Tammy's hand trembled as she reached out, her fingertips brushing against the cold, empty air where the figure stood. And then, as quickly as it had appeared, the nun vanished, leaving Tammy standing alone in the empty hallway, her heart pounding in her chest. The following morning, Tammy hesitantly brought up her experience with her coworkers, but none of them had seen anything out of the ordinary. None, that is, except for Jane, a fellow nurse who recounted a similar encounter with the nun. Tammy's unease grew with each passing moment, her mind plagued by the image of the ghost. That night, as she started her next shift, she found herself heavy with a sense of dread unlike anything she had ever experienced. As she went about her duties, the image of the nun lingered in the back of her mind, casting a shadow over her every move. She couldn't shake the feeling that she was being watched, that unseen eyes followed her every step. It was then, as she made her way up the stairway to another floor, that she felt it, a presence. Dark and foreboding, lurking just beyond the edge of perception. A chill ran down her spine as she looked up, her breath catching in her throat. Standing before her was a bald man, his expression vacant and devoid of life. Tammy's blood ran cold. She called out to him, her voice trembling, but received no response. "Can I help you?" she asked, her words barely more than a whisper. Still, the man remained silent, his gaze fixed upon her with an intensity that struck fear into her. Unable to bear the weight of his stare any longer, Tammy turned and fled up the stairway, her heart pounding in her chest. But when she reached the top, there was no one there. No sign of the man who had stood before her just moments before. Tammy returned to her coworkers the following day, disturbed by what she had seen. As she told them of her latest encounter, she felt panic rise up in her throat. But once again, she was met with skepticism and disbelief. No one could explain the strange occurrences that seemed to plague the hospital, nor the apparitions that haunted its halls. Plagued with the thoughts of her experiences, the nun gave her an idea. Tammy turned to faith for guidance. She adorned herself with a cross and carried her old Bible with her, seeking protection from whatever lurked in the hospital at night. As the nights passed, Tammy's unease grew. Despite her efforts to ward off ghosts with her faith, the hospital seemed to be full of dark spirits. Each night brought new terrors, each encounter feeling more aggressive than the last, even though Tammy had never actually been harmed. One evening, as Tammy patrolled the empty corridors, she felt the familiar chill of dread settle over her like a shroud. She clutched her cross tightly, her knuckles turning white, as she braced herself for what was to come. It started with a whisper, a soft, insidious murmur that seemed to emanate from the walls. Tammy froze, her heart pounding in her chest, as the voices grew louder, filling the air with their haunting moans. And then, from the darkness emerged the figures of the nun and the bald man, their forms twisted and contorted, their eyes burned with an otherworldly fire as they advanced closer to her, their movements jerky and unnatural. Tammy's blood ran cold as she backed away, her breath coming in ragged gasps. She called out for help, but her pleas fell on deaf ears as the specters closed in around her, their presence suffocating. With nowhere left to run, Tammy sank to her knees, her hands trembling as she clutched her Bible to her chest. She closed her eyes and began to pray, her words a desperate plea for salvation. But as the darkness enveloped her, and as Tammy's cries echoed through the empty corridors, the spirits of the nun and the bald man watched with cold, unfeeling eyes, their laughter echoing through the darkness as they dragged her down into the depths of their eternal torment. The following morning, her co-workers found her. They deemed she died of a heart attack. But Jane knew better. It wasn't just a heart attack, but the doing of the spirits that haunted the hospital. She knew that if she hadn't switched night shifts with Tammy, that the dead body on the floor could have just as easily been her. If you were seeing apparitions at school or a place of work, would you ever be able to go back? How would you handle the situation?
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You never know about all the supernatural tales you might hear until you open up your ears and listen for them, like in this story inspired by Riley. T sat in the back seat of the car, her eyes glued to the screen of her phone as her family chatted excitedly about their upcoming ghost tour of the Sterling Opera House in Derby, Connecticut. Her sister Riley couldn't contain her enthusiasm, telling everyone the tales she had read about the supposed hauntings within the old opera house. T rolled her eyes, dismissing all the stories as nothing more than sensationalized nonsense. She wasn't one to believe in ghosts or the paranormal. To her, it was all just a bunch of superstition and made-up urban legends to get fools like them to pay money to walk around an old decaying building. As they arrived at the Sterling Opera House, T remained unfazed by the imposing Victorian architecture. While her family marveled at the building's intricate design, T barely spared it a glance, too engrossed in her phone to care. They joined an even larger group of people when the tour began, led by a guide who spun tales of ghostly encounters and unexplained phenomenon that supposedly occurred within the opera house's walls. T followed along half-heartedly, her mind more preoccupied with getting a good selfie to post on her socials than the ghostly legends being pointed out. Midway through the tour, T snuck off to use the restroom. She disappeared from the group and wandered off in search of the facilities, barely paying attention to her surroundings as she navigated the dimly lit hallways of the old structure. After using the bathroom, T attempted to retrace her steps back to the tour group, but in the maze of halls of the opera house, every corridor seemed identical, and she quickly found herself disoriented. As she wandered deeper into the building, T's footsteps echoed against the walls. She strained to hear any signs of the tour group, but all she could hear was the distant hum of machinery and the occasional creak of the old building settling. Then, out of the silence, she heard it. A faint sound, like a child's whimper, echoing from somewhere nearby. She continued on her own, trying to find the group when she heard it. Then again, she could no longer deny she was definitely hearing someone. Curiosity piqued, T followed the sound, her steps growing more hesitant with each passing moment. She found herself standing before a small door tucked away beneath the stage, its surface weathered and worn with age. Without hesitation, T pulled it open and stepped down the narrow staircase, the trapdoor closing shut behind her with a loud thump. In the darkness below the stage, the air grew thick and heavy, filled with a hazy smoke that made it difficult to see. Panic began to rise within T as she struggled to breathe, her heart pounding in her chest.
"Help, please, I can't breathe,"
a voice cried out, piercing through the dense fog. T's eyes widened in alarm as she spotted someone huddled in the corner, a young boy, his clothes charred and tattered. Rushing to his side, T reached as she begged to know if he was okay. She asked what happened, but the boy remained silent, his eyes wide with fear as he stared into the darkness beyond. Before T could press further, she heard the sound of footsteps approaching from above. The door swung open, flooding the cramped space with light as T's sister Riley peered down at her with a look of concern.
"T, are you okay? We've been looking for you for almost an hour."
Confusion washed over T as she realized that what had felt like mere minutes had actually been much longer. As Riley helped her out of the cramped space beneath the stage, T couldn't shake the feeling of unease that lingered within her. Later, as they spoke to the tour guide about T's experience, he told them the boy T had seen was named Charles, a young performer who had hidden in the trap space beneath the stage during a fire that had consumed the opera house years ago. Trapped and unable to escape, Charles had burned alive in the flames, his spirit lingering within the opera house ever since. It was his desperate cries for help that T had heard echoing through the darkness. Though T had always been skeptical of the supernatural, her encounter beneath the stage of the Sterling Opera House had shaken her to the core. No longer could she defy the existence of ghosts or the haunting presence that lingered within the old building's walls. Years later, T still found herself haunted by memories of what was supposed to be a fun family outing. The image of the charred boy etched into her mind forever. And though she tried to convince herself otherwise, deep down, she knew that what she had seen had been all too real. Have you ever been on a ghost tour? What was the most frightening story you've heard on one? Did you ever actually experience the supernatural on one of these tours? Tell us about it at somethingscary@snarled.com. This week's podcast stories were edited by Sarah Lukasiewicz, narration by Blair Bathory, audio edited and mixed by Fitz Harris, additional audio editing by Calvin Linderman, produced by Anna Villalobos, executive produced by Gail Gilman, music by Sapphire Sandalo and Calvin Linderman.
If you have a story you'd like to submit, send me an email at somethingscary@snarl.com. Don't forget to watch the video version of Something Scary over at youtube.com/snarled. And if you'd like to support the show and everything we do at Snarled, join our Patreon at patreon.com/snarled.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.